This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Rebecca Cole and Nancy Blaine. They're from Off the Dock Players, and they're going to be putting on A Dollhouse Part 2. This is a continuation of a famous play, only this is like a modern continuation, and it's going to be happening Friday, 7:30 in the evening, and then Saturday and Sunday, 2:30 in the afternoon, with a dinner show after, if you want, at the Center Sandwich Town Hall. For more information, go to offthedockplayers.com. That's offthedockplayers.com to get the dinner theater tickets. Call 603-284-6219. Rebecca and Nancy, thank you both for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having us.
It's so nice.
This is a really famous Broadway hit that just came out a couple of years ago.
Yes.
That's right.
Right. I mean, I live in New York and in Sandwich, and I remember the commercials on TV to announce the show was someone's review where they said, "It's a play that I want to talk about every day for the rest of my life." And I thought, that can't be. How could a play be that good? And then I went to see it, and I understand why now.
So is that what got you and others to agree to take this on as a play? You saw it, and then you were like, this is really inspiring. We got to do this?
Yeah, Rebecca and I actually went to see it together because when I was in college, I loved Henrik Ibsen. I pretty much studied literature, and I studied Ibsen. So I knew A Doll's House, and I thought, this is wild. This is a 35-year-old modern guy taking on one of the biggest feminist classics of all time. What's it going to be like? You know, and Laurie Metcalf was the actress in that production in Doll's House Part 2. She won the Tony, actually, for Best Actress that year. And we loved Laurie Metcalf. We're just longtime fans. So we were like, we were in the fourth row, I think. We had great seats. We went to one of the earlier productions. And the minute that we were finished, we stood up for the ovation. And Rebecca was like, the acting. And I said, author. I thought the writing was just phenomenal. And so we looked at each other and we thought about our buddy Hank, who was the other off-the-dock player. And we said, he'd be a perfect Torvald and you'd be a perfect Nora. So we immediately were pretty much started thinking, let's maybe try this play for our next production.
And we weren't sure if we could get the rights that quickly, because it's not always, you know, the rights are kind of granted on a rollout basis. Oftentimes a Broadway show will have a national tour or something. They're not available yet. We wrote right away. We got them right away, and we've been kind of thinking about it and working on it for almost a year, and we're finally here, so it's so exciting.
If you're just tuning in, it's Off the Dock Players. They're going to be doing a presentation of A Doll's House Part 2 this weekend. Friday, they have a showing at 7:30. Saturday and Sunday, there are 2:30 showings in the afternoon, and there's also a dinner after for those who want to go to the dinner theater presentation. And it's a continuation of the famous play A Dollhouse. So this is A Dollhouse Part 2 at the Center Sandwich Town Hall. For more information, you can go to offthedockplayers.com. That's offthedockplayers.com. And for the dinner theater reservations, you can call 603-284-6219. Not everybody's going to be familiar with A Dollhouse. So it's basically this play about a woman who's challenging the traditional role that she's expected to adhere to.
That's right. You know, back in those days, you know, there wasn't TV, wasn't radio. So theater was somewhat like soap operas today, you know, where you would go there, these little stories, you'd kind of see yourself, but in a maybe more dramatized problem. So this was like just a family drama. And there was a little problem and they, you know, you're watching a normal family. But what happens to Nora and the way she's treated by her husband, which was normal to be treated this way, not, you know, she wasn't slapped around or anything, but she was undermined and condescended to and these things. And at the end of the play, she walked out. And that was shocking. So shocking that many countries wouldn't do the play unless the ending was changed. Asked Ibsen to change the ending because it was too radical.
Wow. Wow.
And so, the question now is what she does now when she comes back still thought of as pretty radical? And you might say yes. I mean, people are going to have a lot to talk about after this version.
I'd say one of the main themes is, as much as things have changed, how much have things stayed the same? And that's what's really kind of stunning about it. And it is a very thought-provoking play. Last weekend is when we opened, and we had really good audiences. It went terrifically. But people just keep talking about it and talking about it. I had a weekend house full of guests, and we didn't stop talking about it the entire weekend. It's just really a lot a lot to take in. It's great.
And there's four characters in the play. Lucas Nath is the author of the play, and he has given equal weight to everyone's argument, which is very rare. Usually a play will take a point of view and drive it home, and you know, you go away agreeing with it or disagreeing with it.
Sure.
This, you will be like cheering for Nora first, then for Torvald, then for Emmy, then for Anne-Marie, and at the end, it's not wrapped up in a bow. You will still keep talking about it.
And I really just have to say, the acting, the performers have done an amazing job. One thing about the Nora role is Nora is on stage the entire time. It has been months and months of memorization for Rebecca. Rebecca has taken on a monumental task. It is a very hard role for a person to play. All the actors are terrific. It's set very naturally, and it's acted very naturally. You almost feel like you're in the living room of the Helmer household.
It's Off the Dock Players, A Dollhouse Part 2, continuation of the famous Dollhouse play, and it's going to be this Friday, 7:30 in the evening. Saturday and Sunday, they have 2:30 showings, and that includes a dinner after for the dinner theater attendees, and this is all happening at the Center Sandwich Town Hall. For more information, go to offthedockplayers.com or call 603-284-6219 for the dinner theater portion of it. And from what it sounds like, this is going to be the type of play that you go see, and then afterwards you debate with your friends who you side with.
Absolutely. And none of your friends are going to agree with you. I can promise you. If there's four of you going, there will be four different points of view. I absolutely promise.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So just to get into the dinner theater portion and what the details of this entail, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, this has been an incredibly successful collaboration. You know, in our town, the Corner House is it. Don Brown, who owns the Corner House, he has been really supportive of us. And so we've done a number of different versions of dinner theater. This time we decided that because there's so much to talk about, we'd rather have the dinner after the show so people can sit around a table and chat. So you go to the theater, it's an hour and a half play, then you walk over to the Corner House and you start a very early dinner, but there's so much to talk about. And then that's at 4:30 is the dinner. 5:30, we all come and we're all going to chat, and it won't end. There's a lot to chat about.
So you're stirring the pot is what you're saying.
Exactly. There might even be a pot roast. I don't know.
No, who knows? Who knows? It's Off the Dock Players, A Dollhouse Part 2 by Luca Nath. And it was a Broadway hit a couple years ago. Now seen at Center Sandwich Town Hall Friday, 7:30 in the evening, Saturday and Sunday, 2:30 in the afternoon, with dinner after for the dinner theater attendees. If you want those dinner theater tickets, call 603-284-6219. For more information on the show itself, go to offthedockplayers.com. That's offthedockplayers.com. Rebecca, Nancy, any final thoughts before we go?
I think the really important thing is to know that you do not have to know or have seen or been familiar with the first Doll's House. It's lovely to know it, but we give you a little synopsis in our program to so you get the gist. But this play is a standalone play. You can see it without having done it.
And one other thing is you don't have to do dinner theater. If you just want to come to the play, go to www.offthedockplayers.com and buy your tickets straight up there.
That's offthedockplayers.com. Rebecca and Nancy, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.